I'm speaking with Tom Neely, who works for Growmark. And Tom, I think it's fascinating to hear about some of the area that you're in. I'm going to let you explain it because I know you're in the facility planning area and services that you're offering to your members, but really it's a pretty comprehensive area of the company.
Yes, we touch a lot of parts of the company from the equipment standpoint. We manufacture fuel and propane delivery trucks. We have all sorts of national account programs for our members for equipment, vehicles, all of that type of stuff. We've got petroleum equipment, agronomy equipment. We also market grain handling systems. We've got a construction group that actually builds elevators and an engineering department that all works out of this department. So, yeah, it's varied. Hour to hour, the day changes.
Well, when you get into the area of facility planning and grain systems, for example, kind of give me an overview of the things that you're doing on behalf of your members right now.
We have two parts to it. One is the on-farm bins that we do with, and we help members by supporting them with programs and training, engineering support. So we put the right fans and the right heaters, the right unloading, all the things together. On the other side of it, we've got a commercial construction group that actually builds facilities for grain elevators, our members' facilities. And we have a rail loader project underway right now, a couple large storage projects. And these get very involved as well, several months of construction.
Well, in light of what we've seen in the ag industry right now, especially in the grains area, how would you describe the business right now and the activity that you're having to deal with?
We're very busy right now. We've got shipments scheduled for January, February are significantly ahead of last year. We've got a bigger construction backlog than we had last year. I know there's a lot of concern in the marketplace with all the margin calls and the elevators having to get more working capital tied up that way, but we're still seeing very, very solid projects coming forward.
Now, when we get back into this facility planning and the working with the member cooperatives, I'm trying to get a handle here on, do you basically come in and do everything from the design phase all the way through the construction phase then?
Yes, we have our own engineering department, a subsidiary of Growmark that's a registered design firm that can perform engineering work for people on the market. And we actually look at sizing the facility, how big it has to be. Then we work with the soil borings, coordinate all the structural work, the civil, the stormwater permitting and maintaining all of that during construction. And then we have the construction group that actually oversees all of that, administers the contracts and does everything to ensure that it's done properly at that point, test the concrete, make sure all the fill is properly applied and everything. So
I just thought I might make a point here before we started the interview. You mentioned that besides doing this for member cooperatives, you've got the company, the division here that can also do work or bid on work even outside of that system, right?
Yes. We've worked on some non-member projects as well, like our truck business as well. About half of that is non-member business, so we sell over several states with that business.
I've got to believe that you mentioned regulatory in there, that there is increasingly some maybe challenges is the best way to put it, in dealing with regulations in terms of construction and the safety aspect of all of this. How would you describe the environment right now in terms of working? Has it really become a challenge, and are you still able to deal with that effectively?
Yeah, and I wouldn't term it as a challenge. I think it's very key to ensure the safety of the employees. And it's really, we have weekly meetings. There's a whole protocol that we have. It's about a 4-inch thick book of training, MSDS records, all the things we do on a job site that we put a site manager out there. And that's his big task, is to make sure everything's operating properly, Extension cords are not torn, the ropes are not frayed, and they're not up in buckets unhooked and stuff like that. So I think it's all for the safety of the employee. But there are many, many more that keep coming into it as well. Stormwater permitting, endangered species acts, artifacts on the sites and stuff. And it's, like I said, not saying that it's wrong, but it's just added effort that you have to apply to them.
Well, when it comes to safety and education, besides the process of getting a facility up and running, how about on an ongoing basis? Do you through your area, do you handle or coordinate ongoing education in these areas?
We do have ongoing training. We have a big seminar coming up here next month where a lot of our vendors, the manufacturers, and our sales and service people are coming in. Working on safety was one of the topics, proper servicing and application of equipment, knowing the basics of how grain bins work, how the side draw unloading affects the structure, and a lot of those types of things. We have ongoing training. Yes.
Well, one other thing that just occurred to me, or thought popped in my head, since, you've got members that are handling these various grains and varieties and things, and as we get into international marketing and concerns for biotech and all, how's that playing into what you're doing in terms of designing these systems today to maintain integrity of product and all that?
That was a bigger issue a few years ago than it is right now. There was a lot of discussion on product segregation, and we sold a lot of smaller bins, separate handling systems, receiving systems, just to keep it segregated. But we don't see as much of that anymore. Number two, and it's all pretty much being accepted, and it sure simplifies the facility designs.
I can imagine. Anything else about your division of the company that we didn't touch on here that people might be interested to know, for example?
Well, one of the more interesting things about it is we touch so many parts of the company. It's really an interesting area to work in. From working with the crop protection area on mini bulk regulations and the equipment to handle chemicals, to chemical facilities, to fertilizer application equipment. And then we'll go over to the other side and work on fuel delivery trucks and fuel tanks and pumps and those items. Then we'll go to the grain area and build grain elevators. So we really touch virtually all areas of the company from the equipment standpoint. So, yeah, it keeps us entertained that way.
I'll bet it does. Well, thank you very much, Tom Neely, for helping describe and let us better understand some of the things that GrowMark is doing on behalf of its members. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.